Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. 7:02, Bill Ford Tub Studio, the Boomer and Geo Program. By the way, Al, before we move on, I heard you talking about...
Hold on, Jerry.
Oh, boy.
Yes?
I heard you mention the 23andMe and that you are...
49% Irish.
And what was CeeLo, 37%?
Yeah, but he was just...
Guessing?
Yeah, he was guessing, yeah.
I went back to 23andMe because why we did it for the show. I'm 0% Irish. I thought it'd be a little bit. I was actually surprised. 96.8% of Italian descent.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I thought I'd have a little bit. None. How about you? You did 23andMe.
On this date, I am a Boomer Osiason.
We've heard that.
Yes, you have.
For the last 17 years on the Sports Minutes.
I didn't do it this year.
You got the all-Irish team?
I got the all-green team.
The all-green team.
Oh, yes.
What is the all-green team? Don't give me that. What does that mean, though?
The all-green baseball team. I got like Hank Greenberg.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, well, that's kind of cool.
Oh, just baseball, no football guys?
Yeah, no football guys, just baseball.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so speaking of, I don't know what exactly, but football-wise. So CeeLo mentioned Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Ooh. And we saw the story. And it's a lot of money for two wide receivers. And you've got a quarterback making a lot of money. I guess I understand them re-signing them. And I think if I'm a Bengals fan, I'm very excited that T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase aren't going anywhere. And they've got those three for at least a couple of years together going forward. But my question to you would be, and the salary cap is so just difficult to navigate around. Some teams do it better than others, clearly. But how in the hell are the Bengals, whose biggest problem last year was stopping other teams, how does this help them in that way?
Well, first and foremost, Joe Burrow wanted these guys back. And you don't want Joe Burrow to be unhappy because he is the face of that franchise. And they are exciting. And if you talk to Bengal fans are excited to have all three of these guys playing together along with Mike Gesicki, who also signed a contract because Joe Burrow wanted him. The problem is that their entire defense is making about $79 million.
Collectively.
And, you know, they gave up, I think they averaged giving up like 26 points a year last year or close to 26, but they
points
ended
game,
up scoring points a game a year. Points a game last year. And that was bottom third of the league. They're an exciting team. They're an offensive team. They play in a division where three teams have really good defenses when they're healthy. And they've chosen to go the other way with it because they want to keep their quarterback happy. So, I always think that you got to be careful when players start getting involved in, you know,
in decisions. Yeah.
About how to build a team. And, you know, Duke Tobin, their player personnel director, said he wanted to keep both of them. The Brown family wanted to keep both of them. And I think they wanted to keep both of them because they know that the three of them together, along with Joe Burrow, just basically make that team. Like, everybody knows who they are. Everybody loves going to the games. You know, going out there when I was out there for the induction into the Ring of Honor, and they were playing the Rams that night. I mean, the fan base was just crazed. I mean, they haven't been this way in a long, long time. I think probably the last time I was thinking, I know Marvin Lewis had been there for 15 years. There were some moments there where they had some good times.
Made the playoffs a lot.
Carson Palmer and Chad Ochocinco, I think, excited people. But this group here is just...
Well, they're
off the charts when it comes to popularity in that city for that team. And they've chosen that they're going to be an offensive team. And why wouldn't you if you got a $55 million quarterback?
And I get that. But to me, the 2024 Bengals are a microcosm of how to not win. When you've got great pieces on one side, you had a kicker who missed kicks left and right last year, if I remember correctly,
yes,
and lost them games. You had a defense who couldn't stop anybody, gave up leads late in games to where, you know, maybe instead of them fighting to try and make the playoffs, maybe they would have been securely in by week 15, and instead it was quite the opposite. And I know every team has to deal with this. And I know the salary cap went up, but when you got three guys making, what is that, going to be 280 this year? Does that sound right?
It sounds about right. It's, and I don't know about that much, but it's
277, it went up a lot.
It's going to be close, but you mean the salary cap?
Yeah.
And these guys are going to have, these three guys, I think, are going to have somewhere around 35, 40%.
I was going to say about 40% of the salary for the entire team.
I bet you the guts of the front office of the Bengals realizes that this is a real risk when it comes to, you know, winning a championship. But the three of these guys together are so explosive and can go off at any given moment.
And I want to go back to what you just said. The fan base is crazed with these guys.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, if I'm a Bengals fan, I love the fact that they're back. I am just, I got to take a step back, though, and say, but can we win?
You know how hard it's been for the Jets and the Giants to throw the ball down the field?
Yeah. It's been a challenge.
This is the complete opposite of that.
Here was my idea last week. I said to G, at some point, I would think we've got to correct the salary cap, unless you're just going to have guys dancing from team to team to team. What if you got rewarded for drafting well, and the guys that you draft, when their second contract comes up, count 50% towards the cap?
You know, I was looking at this. You know how many guys actually do sign second contracts with the original team that drafts them?
Probably not a big number.
It's not a lot of them.
But is it because they can't afford to keep them, or because they're not good? Because
it could be both. It's both. It's both reasons.
But not being able to afford to keep them stinks when it's salary cap related.
Yeah, but you know, most teams now, because the salary cap has gone up so significantly and will go up again next year, and I'm sure Joe Burrow's agent was saying to the Bengals, hey, look, you know you're going to have more money next year because that, you know, it's going to go up. And by the way, the Bengals, you know, they drafted a left tackle, Mims.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a huge guy. He's kind of like the size of Mekhi Becton. You know, he's going to be their starting left tackle. Orlando Brown is there. So they do have, they have pieces on the offensive line that I think Ted Karras, their center, that they should be able to protect Joe. They usually draft reasonably well. So I think that's what I would imagine, that their draft is going to be entirely defense.
And it's going to make you draft defense because you're going to have to find players that are not going to make much money early on in their career.
You know how we talk about Howie Roseman and how he manipulates everything? Like, you know, they just lost Mekhi Becton. He was a great story. Oh, my God, he's a starting guard now for this unbelievable offensive line. Well, he just let him go to the Chargers. Just let him leave. I mean, and Howie Roseman's got like 16 picks, I think, over the next two drafts, and there's power in numbers. And they've killed it with the draft. They got a lot of young players on defense. That whole entire secondary is young. That N'Kobe Dean is a young player who, unfortunately, is coming off of a knee injury, but he was terrific. When you think about the way that they drafted and their core players that are not at this level right now in terms of where the money's going, he got A.J. Brown, he's got Devonta Smith, he's got Jalen Hurts under reasonable contracts, given what else is going on.
Joyce in Hasbrook Heights. Good morning, Joyce. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm wonderful. And I guess I told Al, I go, I woke up yesterday morning to E.J. Stewart signing off at 6:53 in the morning, mm-hmm, promoting the viewers listening to him and Maggie and Perloff from 6 to 10 in the morning. How does WFAN allow a guest DJ on the weekend to promote over Boomer and Gio.
Well, I got to tell you, in all fairness, we all love EJ around here. He's a great guy. Nobody knows how to find them around here, so don't worry about that. It's okay. I mean, I'm not really sure what cities they're on. Do you know, Al? Eddie, do you
I
know?
I do not.
But, Joyce, you're saying he was on Fan and was promoting
He was on WFAN. He was signing off at the end of his stint, and he was thanking everybody, and you can catch me on. And then I think he caught himself because then he goes, but if you listen to Boomer and Gio, you can catch our podcast.
I think you knew he screwed up. Well, Joyce, thanks for tattling on him. We appreciate that. That's very nice. Maybe we can get EJ in here at 9 o'clock when their show ends because they only do 3 hours.
No, they go to 10 now. Yeah.
When did that happen?
I think when this show started.
It's the show after that that only goes 2 hours. It's Al's dream show.
Oh, really?
That'd be great.
And by the way, 10 to 12. I went into the middle studio, the Evan and Tiki studio, and BT and Sal, and I think Al Citron, did he do overnights?
He did.
That guy's got some heavy, heavy cologne on. I walked in there, and I was like, holy Christ, what is this?
That's better than the alternative. Could smell stale and weed-like, like some of the people running around here.
No, it wasn't stale and weed-like. And then I said to Fleeks, I said, what? Man, he's got some heavy cologne on. And he goes, well, you know, he does work in a hotel. I'm like, so he brought the hotel smell with him?
I guess
so. He smells like whatever hotel he works in?
I get a lot of energy out of that Alcintron. A lot of energy.
Maybe it has to do with the cologne he's wearing.
It might. This is timely. Matt in Staten Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you this morning?
What's going on?
All right, so here's my question. So I'm a big Bears fan, right? Obviously, the Bears have been rebuilding their offensive line this offseason. When a team is looking to build an offensive line, Booms, will they talk to other guys on the line and say, hey, you played with this guy or you didn't play with that guy? Because I would think you would need a lot of synergy on the offensive line, and you may play better with certain personalities or certain guys than others. Do they ever go to their current offensive linemen to see how to, who to get or who not to get?
You know what? They may, depending on how old the guys are on that offensive line. They're not going to ask a second or third year player, but they may ask a veteran. But now the three guys that they brought in are veterans, so they're going to be able to mold into anything. And they all have the same kind of personality. Most offensive linemen do. And I think it's a smart thing that the Bears are doing. They're trying to build around their young quarterback right now. They think their defense is pretty good. And they just want to make sure that Caleb Williams is going to be protected because where did Ben Johnson come from? Came from Detroit. And what do they have? Probably the first or second best offensive line in football behind the Eagles. Hey, Al, by the way, did you go into that studio over there?
I did, and I opened the door. I was prepared to go all the way to the chairs, but as soon as I opened the door... Yeah, it's that bad.
Really? It's not a bad foul smell.
No,
it's
not heavy.
Foul smell.
It's cologne.
It's like a heavy effing cologne, like he dumped the entire bottle on me.
I just imagine like he sprayed... You know how people spray the cologne and walk through it? Maybe he sprayed the entire area and just walked through it.
I know that hotels, they have that air purifying thing or whatever, that smell that every hotel puts out through
the vent system?
Yeah, whatever.
He did not smell like a hotel. It smelled like man cologne, yeah.
I'm going to guess, if I look at you two, I'm going to say Eddie was a Dracar kid. No? Did you wear cologne in high school? No, as an adult. You just go body stent. God bless your wife. Al, obsession for men.
I only wore one cologne ever in my life. It was Eternity.
Oh, my God.
So when I was in high school, that was the big one, was Eternity for men. Yes, absolutely. That was the big one for men. Guy I used to go to school with used to say, now you're talking about spraying the cologne and walking through it. His trick, because usually at the end of a school day or a work day, you don't smell as good as when you first walk in. This guy always did. And he said, secret, you spray it on the clothes. So you could, I guess, do what you said, too. You would get it on there, but usually you get it right on the clothes, and it would be there all day. What do you think? I think CeeLo's an Eternity guy, too.
You know what? I think Al Cintron is a Chaos guy.
Ooh, Chaos by Carton.
Yes.
I still have a bottle of that.
Do you really?
I do. Yes, I do. I've kept it for momentous purposes, if you will.
So, I named that.
I have. You did?
Yes.
I also have I have a Junk Bomb stick still. And I have a Junk Bomb spray. Boy, that money went out the window, did it not?
There's a day of chaos. It is not over. You must seize the night.
Chaos at night for when you want to get frisky.
I have no idea where the box even is.
Chaos at night by Craig Carlton. Unleash the passion. Unleash the chaos.
Come hither, my love. Thus, with a kiss, I die.
Perhaps that is too much passion. But what is passion without chaos?
Chaos.
Chaos by Carton. Ooh.
It was very good. It really was. Did you ever get... I'm not going to ask you. There's no way. Either of you two ever buy the Bodman?
The Bodman? I've never heard of it.
It looks like a little Windex container, but it's cologne. No?
Really? Nope.
Well, you never. Well, Eddie doesn't wear anything. That's a never.
No.
Ever. Like, no one ever bought you a bottle of cologne for Christmas or your birthday. You know, you don't care about birthdays, but at one point you did as a kid. Never as a 14-year-old you didn't put cologne on to try and impress a girl.
No.
Wow. Did you wear deodorant or you were all natural?
No, deodorant for sure.
But no cologne. Okay, that's surprising, but fair enough. And you know, never even saw it?
I saw what? The body spray?
Bodman.
Yeah, I saw it. I did not use it. Right, I get very sensitive to smells. Like, well, there's certain salespeople who come in that are like...
Well, Greg has, yes.
Greg Hughes.
Heavy cologne wearer.
Oh, man.
There's no... He's... Imagine him and Al Cintron
wafting
in a room together.
They'd be wafting together.
That would be a heavy scent, that is for sure.
Yeah, that could actually send you into hives.
Or a high.
If you're standing there.
Either way.
And some of the women that fill in for Allie to do makeup also very into scents.
Really? I've not noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's interesting.
I can't say that I know that.
I have not noticed that at all. And I can think of the other three ladies that have filled in for her.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive to the smells, though. Maybe that's on me.
Yeah, I would say so. All right. Take a quick break. That's interesting. Now you got me curious as to who. When we come back, CeeLo, we will find out what cologne he wears. No, we don't care.
And then we'll
get to your calls if you call.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 725, Bill Ford, Tubbs Studio, 888-808-1019 is the number. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. If you didn't celebrate this weekend, I'm sure you can have a cocktail or two today.
It's going to be brutal with the parade today and everything, with the rain and all that other
stuff. Well, I mean, there are people that celebrate without going to a parade. You go to a bar.
Yeah, but the parade's a big deal, man.
Stupid. If you go to it,
inclement weather.
A lot of people that go to bars today and don't go to the parade.
It's not about just getting drunk, Jerry.
I think it is. I think actually it is. Is it not? I mean, you go out, you said it before, the Guinness, the Jameson.
Yeah, I'll have a Guinness today.
Okay.
But I'm not going to get plowed.
I think that's the wrong word. But okay, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. I wish you the best. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe you.
In terms of the drinking, though.
You all right, CeeLo?
Yeah, I'm good. I was not expecting plowed to be the word you used there.
Okay.
Plastered, perhaps.
Plastered, yes. Plowed, whatever.
My mistake. I apologize.
Jeez.
Yeah, let's go to John in Danbury. John, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Sorry. I just needed to quickly chime in about the cologne thing. Like, it's one of those things I feel strongly about. Like, I've never worn cologne. I completely agree with Eddie. I'm 47 years old.
Not even as a teenager?
No.
Really?
And whenever I experience people with it, it's just, I think it's tacky and cheesy. I mean, I guess maybe if you've done it, like a little bit, but like most people just overwear it and it's terrible. And believe me, not to be a creep, but you know, I've done just fine without cologne.
Well, I think if you swim in it, it's disgusting. I do agree with that.
Well, somebody was swimming in it. I think Alison Trump was swimming.
Okay.
In it.
Some people overdo it, but a nice subtle aroma, I think it's nice.
And
nice,
I'm not
subtle aroma.
Yeah, yes, it beats BO. I mean, we got people that walk around here that
stink.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I mean, throw a little cologne and some deodorant on. Right, let's go here.
I'm a loser.
Have some self-awareness.
Man, he does stink.
Well, the bird baths
weren't good enough.
Now, I don't, during work, I don't put cologne on during the week, but I go out on the weekend a little bit, nothing crazy. But I think when you're 14, 15, that seems to be like you almost, I think as a kid, you're kind of excited to do it for a little bit.
Right.
That's why I was surprised he never put it on. That's all.
You see that commercial on TV all the time where there's like these three beautiful women and they're all wearing a blindfold over their eyes. The guy comes walking in. They smell him.
Yeah.
Oh, bring him back. Bring him back. Because he smells so good.
See?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that smell is, but.
Some attraction there.
Are you a cologne guy?
Am I? I'm a
little bit.
I'm a Kiehl's guy. A Kiehl's fragrance, yeah.
Okay.
Is that not a cologne?
It's kind of a cologne. Yeah, I guess it's a musk.
You're all about musk these days.
Musk, yeah.
100%. Musk and getting plowed.
Right,
musk.
I was going to say, throw a little of that on today, have a Guinness, and, you know, wait for someone to...
But I'm not going to get plowed.
Yeah, there you go. That's funny. How will you celebrate your St. Patrick's Day?
By
you
get plowed? All day. That's how.
All day?
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take it away.
All day?
Pillar to post,
yeah.
Baby.
Yep. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when do you go home? Thursday? I see the sleeping bag.
Yeah, it's on the blanket.
Yep.
Which means last night?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Tonight I'll either go home or... What do you mean, when?
At 11 p.m.?
No. I'm
early
working...
Show.
What early show? No. Last night I did SNY. We're here now.
Right.
Then I go to Sirius till 7.
Oh, so I figured you were...
I'll either go home, or if there's a reasonable hotel rate, which probably on St. Patrick's Day there's not. No, but at this point, I'd want to go somewhere where there was a shower.
Otherwise, you smell like BO.
I probably wouldn't, but like again, out of self-respect and respect for you guys, it's like if I can get somewhere that I can take a shower, I have clothes and, you know, toiletries, I'm prepared. If not, I'll go home and get a couple hours of sleep, get a shower, and come right back.
Yeah, I thought you were doing
no,
yes
no,
and
no.
Why thing
no,
again
no
tonight.
TV tonight. No.
Fair enough.
No.
All right, take it away.
All right, so real quick, just I know Eddie played EJ's show, but the caller was correct. She said 6:53. That's where I went to, where he was already in promotional mode. I think it was one of those, it's the last segment, there's no calls up.
And he was out of topic.
I don't really know where else to go. Yeah. So this was more of an extended conversation, or not conversation, an extended commentary on where you could find more of him, should you want to.
Enjoyed this show. You enjoyed listening to me. You can catch me and my compadres over at the Maggie and Perloff show, hosted by Maggie Gray and Andrew Perloff. We're live every Monday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern on the Infinity Sports Network. You can find that on the Odyssey app, Sirius Channel 375, or wherever you get your podcasts as well. The show is podcasted. So listen to the great Boomer and Geo. You're like, well, I'm listening to Boomer and Geo, so I can't get to you guys. It's okay. Hit us up by listening to the podcast. It's on wherever you get your podcast as well. Also up on the Odyssey app every single day. So check me out on there if you want to listen to more EJ Stewart.
There you go. He's got all the bases
great
covered.
He did. I mean, he did say that.
So I think he learned from Mike. Just say it six times.
Speaking of which, Jerry, let's get to that. It was a big weekend for St. John, certainly capturing their first Big East tournament title in 25 years. Now two-seed in the NCAA tournament. They'll play Omaha and Providence tomorrow night as part of the West Region bracket. So we'll take you back to Friday, though, because prior to their championship win over Creighton, you had I guess a live edition, had to be, right, of the Mike Francesa podcast, Talking Johnnies, until Mike was abruptly interrupted, at least in his own headset.
Hey, excuse me, who's correcting me? Hello? Stop. Break the tape. Who's correcting me? Who was that? Who said that? Who was talking to me?
God, answer him.
Well, what were you guys talking about? Because I heard it in my headset. I thought you were talking to me. Now, who said that the Big East has been won already?
Well, whoever it was ended up getting quite the lecture and education, and this is one of those instances where...
Get rid of him. No, but he should keep his mouth shut.
Right. Well, but here's where Mike, though, in educating this person, goes round and round and round, saying the same thing in many different ways. So you guys can let me know when to cut this off if you've had enough.
Okay. One of you guys just said that St. John's has won...
Jesus, enough already.
You don't want to hear the rest of this?
No, I don't.
Oh,
okay,
don't.
Moving right along.
Right, got a headache. You got more important things to talk about.
No, it's funny, too. There's so many people on the podcasting staff that he doesn't know who it was. Like, think about that. This is a once-a-week podcast with now, multiple
and that
staff
is
members.
Something that we have, you know, you've dealt with it, too. When you're in the middle of a thought or you're talking to G, and whether it's Eddie or Fliegelman when he fills in or whoever it might be.
Fliegelman's the absolute worst. He's like thinking he's doing an actual talk show in your ear.
Right, and you're trying to do a show. And I totally understand where Mike's
showing up
from.
Those guys are, though. I mean, they obviously are not near him in the studio. They got to be somewhere else.
They're probably remote. Yeah, they're probably remote, so I would think.
He has no idea who the hell's talking.
And it sounded to me like, I don't know. I'm not sure. It sounded to me like, I don't know if they were telling him in his ear as much as their mic was on. And he could hear them.
Be quiet.
Okay.
There you go. Shut up.
But like,
and it was wrong information.
Shut up.
He was right about that.
Exactly.
But it got confusing then because he, like, in order for us to have had access to this audio, it had to have been live.
Yeah, it was live, right?
Yeah, he was like, you know, break the tape.
And so they
didn't
stop
it. He got
it.
Confused and thought they were recording, I guess.
Who knows?
That's what I mean.
Really that stupid?
Yeah, he probably just shows up to do his thing and doesn't know if it's live or not. Who knows?
Because when it was revealed to him, he was like, wait, we're live? Everyone just heard what I just said? A little uncomfortable.
What are you going to do?
All right, well, I had quite a bit of that audio ready to go.
Good. So Kenny Eastern Pennsylvania, what's up, Kenny? Right. How you doing?
Good. Hey, good morning, fellas. So listen, I'm Boomer's age, and, you know, Cologne was, you know, when I was a kid growing up, my grandfather, I think he used to wear Aqua Velva.
Yeah.
Right. So then I went from that, so... And then, of course, it was Old Spice. And then I graduated. My uncle was wearing English leather.
Oh, God.
Or he wear nothing at all. So I went from that to, like, CK1 Obsession.
Yeah.
Okay? And then I went from that from Jean-Paul Gaultier. And
you still have all your skin?
Yeah. So listen, just a little bit. I use Now I use this stuff called Creed. It's like $500 a bottle. But you can get it at Macy's for like $380. Just a little bit. Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. But, yeah, but
Kenny
cologne really
like
does.
Cologne aficionado.
Yeah, or a salesman, the way he's delivering the names. Like he's, you know, I can see him, like, showing it off.
Yeah, I know, I know exactly what he's talking about. Creed, I've seen that.
Yes. I have not seen that. That's a new one. All right.
Inflation up from $380 to $500
a bottle.
You don't smell that good.
My God.
Yeah, that can't be worth it.
Chris, continue.
Okay, Clark Schmidt's got a shoulder soreness scratched from today's Grapefruit League start. He's going to throw a bullpen session instead, apparently having trouble getting all the way back to how he normally would. I guess recovery between outings, so certainly not what the Yankees need to hear, considering their pitching issues and injuries already this spring. Basketball-wise, Nets beat the Hawks in Brooklyn 122-114. You got the Knicks and the Heat tonight at the Garden as the Knicks are back from their 2-3 West Coast road trip, which wrapped up with a loss to the Warriors Saturday night, 97-94, and you had the Tom Thibodeau, Josh Hart heated exchange during one of the bench huddles, getting after each other a little bit. Tibbs trying to downplay it afterwards.
Yeah, I love Josh. You guys know that. So just whatever can get us going, just try to get us going.
Just a passionate moment.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, sure. That's it. So, and Hart, yeah,
you
essentially said the same thing.
That they had James Dolan on their podcast.
No, I don't think he was disgusted about
because
that.
Because he actually called Jalen while James Dolan was on the podcast.
That's correct.
Yes.
And Dolan picked up and had some fun with Coach Thibodeau.
You played that Friday, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I don't know if Boomer
remembers that. No, I do.
That's why
I brought it up, yes.
Yeah.
And it looks like Jalen Brunson is going to be at least another 2 weeks.
Yeah. He's got that ankle issue that he's working through. So Hart took a bagel the other night.
Yeah,
right?
Points. Here's the amazing thing. This team was so likable last year because you didn't really expect much with Julius Randle and with Mitchell Robinson hurt, and then OG got hurt, and then DiVincenzo and Hartenstein, all those guys. You know, you really liked them, but, you know, they just fell short at the end, and they were very likable. And then this offseason, obviously, they make the moves that they make and bring in Bridges, and they bring in, you know, Cat. And now, all of a sudden, here we are towards the end of the season and a couple of really disheartening losses and the way that they've been losing. And there was this whole notion that, at the beginning of the season, that this team was going to be soft. Now, I don't think like Jalen Brunson or Josh Hart or OG or Bridges are soft. I don't believe that. But I do believe that there is something about Karl-Anthony Towns that just doesn't jive with everything that the Knicks were supposed to be.
Okay, but weren't we saying similar things about Julius Randle when he was here?
I think Karl-Anthony Towns is a really talented player. Don't get me wrong.
Obviously.
He is a very talented player. But they have a hard time against Cleveland, against Boston, against anybody who has a star that comes into the Garden.
Thunder and the Lakers, 0-9, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. We'll get to the Knicks at the top because I agree with you. There's more there. I do disagree with you, though, in terms of them not being as a feel-good story as they were last year. But we'll get to that in a couple of minutes.
I think there's real expectations when they made all these moves this offseason.
No question.
Now all of a sudden with the little guy, you know, with
the little guy?
With Brunson banged up a little.
It was funny when you said the little guy.
The little guy's banged up, yeah.
Getting plowed this weekend.
It's perfect.
It is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day. Go get plowed.
Yes.
Before Boomer messes up what you have planned for the next segment, let's get to the Garden last night. Back-to-back for the Rangers. Coming off a win Saturday night in Columbus, they could not solve Stuart Skinner. And then in the third,
Rempe was in front, but the Oilers come out. Arvidsson, 3-on-2. Edmondson across. Arvidsson shoots. He scores!
You know what I would say about that play?
Deflection off Zach Jones' stick.
If you're Brendan Othman, you got to make sure that you're going to get the puck all the way to the point. You can't just think that it's going to get there.
Yeah, I mean,
young kid, live and learn.
I've liked his energy, honestly. Yeah, I know 100%. He hasn't scored yet, but that I think the bottom six with Othman and Brett Berard has had a little bit more life to it, but they couldn't score last night. That goes in off Zach Jones'
Anthony
stick.
Anthony and Belleville, what's up, Ant?
David scored. Okay.
Boomer, Jerry, and Cielo, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Boomer, I thought quarterbacks only wear Brute 33. How about that?
Hello?
It's so stupid.
It is.
Oh,
I know he's going to come on. It's just going to be dumb.
Yes. Perfect, actually. It fits.
Yes, he does.
It definitely fits. Oh, I'm sorry, boy. Chris.
That's quite all right. Rangers end up losing to Edmonton 3-1. Meantime, at UBS Arena, the Islanders were down 2-0 after two periods facing the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. They come back to tie.
Oh, wait,
and
real,
then,
real quick. Okay. So he's talking about Brute Cologne, Brute 33.
Yeah.
Did you see how I'll put it up on the board?
No.
I thought quarterbacks only wore butt cologne.
That had to be a typo.
Yeah,
please,
a typo.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. I think, didn't Joe Namath do one of those Brute Cologne commercials?
I don't know. Was he getting plowed as well?
Probably. He was definitely getting plowed.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
By the way, go to the morning show Twitter page. There's a poll up now about cologne. So you can hit Al's, right? It's on your Twitter?
It's on the Boomer and Geo Show Twitter page. Right now, it's 65% no.
Okay. Well, we got like 100 votes so far?
Only 149
okay.
votes.
We got to get to 1,000, right? That's the number?
1,200 votes I need.
Okay. Al saves the more, you know, controversial polls for his own page.
You know, there's like a cologne. There's an aftershave. There's a musk.
I never got the aftershave.
Oh, right? Yeah.
What's
musk?
The point?
Well,
I mean, some people have sensitive skin and yes. like, get a burning when you shave or cut yourself a little bit. Yeah.
After.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that aqua velva?
No, after. Well, aqua velva could be also
I thought it was aqua velvet. It's velva?
Velva.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Not to be confused with the vulva.
Our cologne aficionado dropped it on aqua velva, Jerry, not velvet. They make a musk.
God almighty.
Okay. The Islanders.
Go with Dobson. Trying to pull ahead. Dobson in. Scores! 3 in a row in the third period, and the Islanders lead this game for the first time tonight.
And that one came shortly after Max Siplikov had tied it 2-2 on a breakaway. Dobson with the go-ahead goal there. He had an empty netter, and the Islanders end up scoring 4 unanswered on the defending champs in the third period for a 4-2 home victory. Alan Furing, I believe. Mm-hmm. I apologize if that's the correct pronunciation. But yes, he did the game on MSGSN. Good win for the Islanders. Tonight you get the Devils at Columbus. Let's hope for a regulation result, whichever side that ends up on. We can't have any extra points in that game, you know?
You want 2 points for one, 0 for the
correct,
other.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
We will see you next time.
The
hour.
Devils could fade back to the pack.
Understood.
Here, Jerry.
I totally understand.
Yeah. Does your butt smell?
Most people's does. Yes.
Yeah.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Oh, lovely outside. 10 in front of 8, Boomer and Geo program for you on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Two things for you real quick.
Yes.
Number one, just because of all the conversation, I had to go into the other studio, and I didn't even, like Al, I didn't go one step into that studio, and the scent just hits you in the face. So you are right. Al might be bathing in the cologne. But, I mean, is what it is.
Al Citron,
so, yeah. You nailed that, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, 100%. And the interesting thing will be whether or not BT and Sal bring it up on the air, because I couldn't work in there.
Well, it doesn't smell horrible. I mean, it's a good smell, and it is 3 hours. By the time they get in there, it's going to be 6 hours past the time he left, so.
It's almost like he rolled around on the carpet, and the whole carpet stinks now. And
or maybe he
you
did
know
what
you
Al
walk
said.
Into like if you ever get into somebody's car and you know that they're a smoker,
of course,
and you can smell it,
no doubt.
I mean, this smells like you know bad like strip club perfume.
No,
that's how bad it is.
No, it does not. It smells like no.
What do you mean?
Strip club
you
perfume.
Know exactly what the strip club perfume smells like.
I know, but I know what that smells like inside.
What does it smell like?
That smelled to me like I would say Obsession.
Okay.
I would say.
Yeah, he's obsessed with Obsession.
It was a very distinct smell. There are, you talk about getting into a car. I would say the smoker's car is pretty obvious. The weed car, which a lot of, I don't want to characterize all Uber and Lyft drivers as weed smokers. That's not true. But I will tell you more than half of my rides, it is obvious either the driver or their last fare was a weed smoker. So that's pretty distinctive. The dog owner car is very obvious because there's hair flying all over the place, even after they vacuum. I think you guys would attest to that,
and
no matter what you do.
That dog smell.
Yeah, it's bad scene.
And the wet dog smell is even worse. So you've got that, and then you've got the body odor car. or the stale car, like my car, which is nothing but like baseball and golf gear, it smells like outside.
Put your hockey gear in the back.
Or the hockey gear, stinks. Which I heard you. You played yesterday. I thought you were done playing.
No. We're playing. I got to go to Vegas for a tournament in about 5 weeks.
You're going to Vegas for a hockey tournament?
Oh, yeah. So yesterday I played, my team, the Wasps, played Chichester's team. From Jersey.
Did you kick his ass like you said you were going to?
We won the game, but it wasn't that. It was very, very close game, very tight game. He's got a lot of good young players on his team. And let me just tell you something about this kid, Chichester. Nice kid. Very nice kid. He must have a really good game because he's got a beautiful fiance.
Okay. Like,
those two don't go together. I don't know what she's thinking.
Okay. Well, good for him and good for her.
She is like...
Maybe he takes care of her.
I mean, you're really going to marry this guy? But anyway...
That's nice.
They had their first four shots on goal went in our net. And we had a problem with our goalie, Paulie. You know, Paulie, he's been with me for a long time. And for those out there that were playing yesterday, they all know why Paulie gave up those first four goals. Because he needed an intermission break. He needed to go into the bathroom.
And do what? Oh, go to, like, use the bathroom?
He needed a poop. I'm like, first of all, got the sweaty ass. He's got sweaty thighs. He's got to go take a poop in between periods. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Now, he was much better. Even Chichester told me afterwards, he goes, man, your goalie was a lot better later on in the game. Yeah, I said, because he took a poop.
What has gotten into you today?
What? It is what it is. What do you want me to do about it? I mean, running a men's hockey league team, I swear to God, you got to be a psychiatrist.
Right? I think that's like any team. I think a college coach has to be a psychiatrist these days. A men's league team, you got to be.
There's nothing worse than a beer league team. Everybody needs, like, you know, you got to sit there and you got to talk to them. You got to make them feel better about themselves.
You got to remember, but hold on, you got to remember one thing, though, and the guys will attest to this. Playing for or around you, you set everybody to a very high standard.
Hell yeah.
And they are putting added pressure on themselves to please you.
That's true.
The boss man, essentially.
Right. You know, most people say, take it easy on the goalie. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing.
Yeah, like, you give him four goals and four shots.
Got a really hard job, and you know he's out there, and he's trying to do his thing. I'm like, hey, Paulie, what the F is wrong with you?
I get it. I've seen you on the softball field.
He finally got it figured out, and he played a lot better, and we won the game, and it was a fun game, and we'll hopefully play him again.
Now, how many of these guys will go to Vegas with you? The entire team?
Most of the guys, yeah. We take 13 guys.
Now, has this replaced the Canada trip?
Yeah, this year it goes. Yeah, every year it's somewhere different.
Look at you.
Yeah, I am very impressed. We've been to Lake Placid a few times, which is a great tournament. We've been up to Quebec, Ottawa, Montreal three times. Been down to Nashville.
Not bad.
So now we're going to do Vegas this year.
And will you win the? You've won the tie to the championship in other places.
About 8 out of 9 times.
Eight
out of 10. And Paulie's usually my goalie, but not this time.
You have fired Paulie. Paulie is out. Well, good job, Chichester, even though you guys did beat them, right? You did come back and win?
Yeah.
Well done. Look, we got two hockey guys around here. Well, three with CeeLo.
And he does care about hockey. Loves it. So it's good.
A lot of people do, as I pointed out last week with the Twitter numbers.
Yes.
A lot of people do care about it. Some
100%
people don't, but a lot of people do. Yes. All right, when we come back, I really would like to turn the page to the football.
Okay.
Or even the Knicks. Either way, we'll go in both directions.
I will say this. The Jets had a very interesting signing, and I think it's a good signing. I think it's a good, solid signing and has nothing to do with the quarterback position.
So we can talk about that as well. But also, we have to get to the Knicks story because over the weekend at Golden State, you started touching on it when CeeLo was in. We'll get to it at the other side. It is Boomer and Geo.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.